BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Crucifixion and Burial.
Jesus was condemned to die by crucifixion. Pilate turned him over to Roman soldiers who put a crown of thorns on his head. They laughed at him and said, "Look, the King of the Jews!" They beat him and spit on him. They then led him away to be crucified. They took him and two criminals outside the city walls to a place called the Skull. All three were nailed to crosses with Jesus in the middle. Pilate put a sign on his cross which read, "The King of the Jews." The chief priest said, "Don't write King of the Jews." But Pilate said, "I've written what I've written." After the crosses were put into place, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of the people shouted, "If you are the Son of God, come down from that cross." Religious leaders laughed. "Oh, he can save others, but he can't save himself. He says he's a son of God. Why isn't God helping him?" One of the criminals hanging next to Jesus yelled, "If you're the Messiah, save yourself and us." The other criminal yelled back, "Don't you fear God? We deserve to be crucified, but this man is innocent." Then he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Around noon, darkness covered the entire area and lasted for 3 hours. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Then he said, "It's finished." And he bowed his head and died. At that moment, there was an earthquake. Huge boulders split in two. The veil in the temple split from top to bottom. The soldiers standing near the cross were afraid when they saw all of this. They looked up at Jesus and said, "It's true. This was the Son of God." Later in the afternoon, other soldiers came to break the legs of those on the crosses. They did this to speed up their death. First, they broke the legs of the two criminals. When they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. To make sure, a soldier thrust a spear into his side. A rich man named Joseph went to Pilate to get permission to bury the body of Jesus. The religious leaders also met with Pilate and said, "This deceiver told his disciples that after his death he would rise from the dead on the third day. We're afraid that they'll come and steal the body and then tell everyone that he rose from the dead." Pilate agreed to put a Roman seal on the stone, and he assigned guards to watch the grave. Joseph and his friend Nicodemus helped take the body down from the cross. They wrapped it in strips of linen cloth with a mixture of spices. Joseph then laid it in his own tomb and rolled a large stone across the entrance. A Roman seal was put on the stone. Then soldiers stood in front of the grave to guard the body of Jesus.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.